telling me Gramps is coming over real soon. Then he walks into my room and I say to myself, if he pinches my cheek, I'm gonna scream and raise hell. But I stayed real cool and I didn't punch him out. And he gave me a book, a lousy gift of rough sound. Think I'm a fool. Real boring, so I said to my grandson, you can read me a story. And I asked him right there, cause I was really disappointed. Is this book any good, or will I soon be snoring? He chases and escapes, murder and revenge. He said, you bet, you stupid kid, you sniveling and whining, and I'll tell you a story. There'll be monsters and fighting, chases and escapes, torture and revenge, murder, plots to love, and a miracle thanks to friends. A nod, and I told him to continue. He described Adam's folks that I thought were kind of cool. The farm girl and the farm boy that I thought a little sweet, but the giant and the swordsman were sick to me.
Sick. Sick.
Of true love for swamp rats and new grass, it's great to spend the day. And now, in true form,